Conditional use number 2342, Turning Point Energy, TPEDESU07 LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I've asked council to read the motion for me.
Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Hopkins. Make sure I got the right one. 2342-07. Okay. Mr. Chairman, it's Mr. Hopkins' motion that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2342 for Turning Point Energy, TPEDESU07 LLC, for a solar farm in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar farm will be located on 27.5 acres of a larger 107.75 acre farm. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar farms. There was testimony that this solar farm will benefit residential business and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, with the conditions imposed in this recommendation, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the neighboring or adjacent properties, and there are no homes in close proximity to the site. In addition, there is information and data in the record from an appraiser that solar facilities do not have a negative impact upon adjacent property values. Five, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site and only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Six, based upon the testimony in the record, it is evident that no significant noise, dust, or odor will be generated by the facility. Seven, there will be a buffer of existing vegetation along the east and west sides of the site to screen the view of the solar farm from the nearby residential properties while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. Eight, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar farm. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, one unlighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. D, the site shall be secured by fencing with a gate with a Knox box or similar device to accommodate emergency access by the local fire company or other emergency responders. The fence line shall be shown on the final site plan. E, any transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be centrally located on the site away from any nearby residential uses. The location of these structures and equipment shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the entire site, including the area outside of the fence, shall be maintained so that it does not become overgrown. G, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. H, there shall be a vegetated buffer of existing vegetation along the eastern and western sides of the solar area. These buffer areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. These buffer areas shall screen solar arrays while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. I, the final site plan, shall identify a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2342, Turning Point Energy, TPEDESU07 LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoey Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and so stipulations stated in the motion. All those, I already said that. Yeah, that's funny. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. I was just thinking you're doing grand.
Yeah. Well, you know. Our next item is conditional use number 2343, Turning Point Energy, TPEDESU 163 LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2343 for Turning Point Energy TPE DE SU 163 LLC for a solar farm in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of conditional use because it has public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. It will be located on a part of a larger 41.08-acre farm. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options, such as solar farms. There was testimony that this solar farm will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, with the conditions imposed in this recommendation, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the neighboring or adjacent properties. In addition, there is information and data in the record from an appraiser that solar facilities do not have a negative impact upon adjacent property values. Five, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Six, based upon the testimony in the record, it is evident that no significant noise, dust, or odor will be generated by the facility. Seven, there will be a 25-foot wide landscape buffer to screen the view of the solar farm from the nearby residential properties while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. Eight, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar farm. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at this site. B, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, one unlighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of an emergency. D, the site shall be secured by fencing with a gate and with a Knox box or similar device to accommodate emergency access by the local fire company or other emergency responders. The fence line shall be shown on the final site plan. E, any transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be centrally located on the site away from any nearby residential uses. The location of these structures and equipment shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the entire site, including the area outside of the fence, shall be maintained so that it does not become overgrown. G, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. H, there shall be a vegetated buffer that is at least 25 feet wide, planted with deciduous and evergreen trees and shrubs around the perimeter of the solar arrays wherever there is not an existing vegetated buffer. These buffers shall screen solar arrays while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. This buffer area with specifications about the type and the location of the plantings shall be shown on this final site plan. I, the final site plan shall identify a decommissioning plan that includes financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2343, Turning Point Energy, TPE DESU 163 LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoey Stevenson.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Wingate.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2344, Turning Point Energy, TPE DESU 113 LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2344 for Turning Point Energy TPE DE SU 113 LLC for a solar farm in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar farms. There was a testimony that this solar farm will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, this site is immediately adjacent to an existing solar farm. This is an appropriate location for an additional solar facility. Five, with the conditions imposed in this recommendation, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. In addition, there was information and data in the record from an appraiser that solar facilities do not have a negative impact upon adjacent property values. Six, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on the area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Seven, based upon the testimony in the record, it is evident that no significant noise, dust, or odor will be generated by the facility. Eight, there will be a buffer along the western, northern, and eastern boundaries of the site, basically everywhere but the common boundary of this site with the existing solar farm to the south, to screen the view of the solar farm from the nearby properties while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. Nine, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar farm. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, one unlighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in the case of an emergency. D, the site shall be secured by fencing with a gate with a Knox box or similar device to accommodate emergency access by the local fire company or other emergency responders. The fence line shall be shown on the final site plan. E, any transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be centrally located on the site away from nearby residential uses. The location of these structures and equipment shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the entire site, including the area outside of the fence, shall be maintained so that it does not become overgrown. G, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state, county, and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated by using best management practices. H, there shall be a vegetated buffer along the western, northern, and eastern boundaries of the site, basically everywhere the common boundary of the site with the existing solar farm to the south. That is at least 25 feet wide planted with deciduous and evergreen trees and shrubs wherever there is not existing similar vegetation in the buffer area. These buffers shall screen solar arrays while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. I, the final site plan shall identify a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2344, Turning Point Energy, TPE DESU 113 LLC, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chairman votes yes for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. All right, that completes our agenda of old business. We will now stand in recess for approximately 5 minutes.